Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. I have a game on my Facebook page. It's called Figure Out the Food, and I post a close-up of a food item. The first few guesses get a shout-out here. So congratulations to Debbie Gajewski from Illinois, and Ashley Isabel, and Julie DeLuculay from Louisiana for guessing pancakes. Also, congrats to Chantel Crittenden from Louisiana, Brent Robinson from Mississippi, and Patty Martin for guessing cauliflower. By the way, that was actually a golden cauliflower, and its natural color is the color of cheddar cheese. Over the holidays, I had an appearance on WBRZ in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with Rosa Flores. You can view the video of me cooking some blackened chicken fettuccine alfredo on my website at kidchefeliana.com. I'm on the road this week, and I'm broadcasting to you from Napoleonville, Louisiana, at the Assumption Parish Library. Happy 2013! I'm looking forward to a year of fabulous food. I appreciate all your support and would not be here without you. So thank you all so much. Now it's time for our first interview of 2013 with Miss Elise Jaffe and Miss Jody Bayless of Fooditude TV. Fooditude TV is a reality-based multimedia program that teaches the life through food. Fooditude currently resides online at fooditude.tv and is anchored by webisodes featuring real kids learning about and enjoying food. They show the kids visiting ethnic restaurants, cooking their own meals, and attending food-related events where they meet and interview food industry professionals. The site is also supported by games, blogs, recipes, and more. Miss Elise and Miss Jody, it's great to have you as a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure. And Miss Elise, you have a background in television, and Miss Jody, you have a background in food. How did you two come together to create Fooditude TV? Miss Elise, you can answer this.
So it's actually a very good history. Jody and I actually grew up together. We've known each other since we were 5 years old. So when we both got into our careers, we connected and realized that this is something that we really wanted to do together. And bringing together our two interests made for a perfect Fooditude.
Well, it is, because I just love your website. And how did you know that Fooditude TV would make a difference in the way kids see, taste, and eat food? I mean, Miss Jody, let's hear this from you.
So, yes, that's a great question, Eliana. How do we know that Fooditude can make a difference? And I think one way of thinking about it is Fooditude is all about learning about life through food. And the difference is, you know, we're not out to, you know, solve childhood obesity, which certainly is a big problem in this country. But what Fooditude focuses on are the little changes that you can make every day, whether you're with a friend and encouraging them to eat something healthy, or you're with your family and cooking something healthy, or maybe you're learning or just discovered the farmer's market in your neighborhood. Those are the kinds of changes, those food aha moments that really, I think of them as happy moments, where, you know, you overcome some barrier or have some realization around food. Those are the kinds of changes that we're looking for, looking to create and support in Fooditude.
Right, and, you know, those little things are really big things. I mean, if once a day, instead of eating fries, you switch in for a fruit, like an apple or a fruit cup or something. It makes a big difference.
Right. Small steps lead to big changes, and it's not and it's what Fooditude really embodies is it's fun. It's a discovery. And that's where the webisodes, when webisodes are really all around exploring and explorations around food. And so those small changes are things that could be right in front of our noses, but we don't know yet. So, and, you know, and it does, some of it stems from, I have been a teacher, a cooking teacher for a long time, and, you know, on a personal level have seen people have those food aha moments when they think they don't like mushrooms, but then they try something delicious with mushrooms in it, and then, aha, oh, I do like mushrooms. Those are the changes.
Your website is so fun and vibrant, and can you talk to our listeners through the various parts of your website, Miss Elise?
I actually couldn't hear you. the vibrancy of the website. So there's many different aspects of our website. If you go onto the main page, it's pretty much just an overview of what you're going to see and usually something that's happening at that current time. We actually have to update that because we have an event coming up in February to celebrate Mardi Gras. But that will be up there soon. But then if you go through the website, there's a page where you can watch Fooditude, and it has all of our webisodes on that page. And then we also have blogs, both from our Fooditude cast members, as well as some of the adults that have been involved with Fooditude. And we also have a few different pages where you can, as you were saying before, play some games and learn some other recipes, some of them which are featured on the Fooditude webisodes, and some of them which have just been submitted from some of our kids and again, some of the people that have been working with us. So we did a webisode about gumbo, and we put the actual recipe from that gumbo episode on there.
I love the games on your website, like, where you have the food lab and tongue twisters and all those different little games on there. They're so fun.
And yeah, those were all Jody's idea. Jody did a very good job of creating some of those.
Well, she did, because I love them.
Good. Glad to hear that.
And it's Mardi Gras season on January 6th, and you have two episodes of Fooditude TV dedicated to Mardi Gras. We love our Mardi Gras in New Orleans. What made you decide to focus on Mardi Gras traditions and food?
Well, it's actually funny because one of the kids in our cast, her father works at a restaurant that is a Cajun and Creole restaurant, and she had always wanted us to feature that type of cuisine. It's just very different for kids, but especially the kids that grow up around here where meat and potatoes is definitely our staple. And what one of the big things with Fooditude is teaching about different cultures and traditions. So, you know, it's not always about eating healthy. We think that if you, the more you know about the foods you're eating, the better decisions you're going to make. So by learning about different cultures, you're getting to learn about a whole different world, not just their food, but the traditions. And because of those webisodes and all the fun that we had making them, that's why we're doing our big fundraiser this year and celebrating Mardi Gras on February 10th. So it's going to be right before Fat Tuesday. So
yes, 2 days before that. Mardi Gras is actually really early this year. And my upcoming cookbook coming up soon, next month, I think, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana. It's all Louisiana foods, and you can explore the different foods of Louisiana. And it's got some chef notes from me that I wrote in there, different things about us, me and my family, what we do, like, with each recipe. Like in corn and crab bisque, I wrote stuff about how we go crabbing, and there's just a little bit of facts about each kind of recipe. And, you know, it gets you to learn more about the ingredients and, you know, its background.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very important.
And
yeah, the history. Yeah, and Lisa's speaking to the culture, but and related to that, just the history of food and how food travels directly relates to the culture, because one ingredient lands in five countries and the country adapts it, so it brings it even more to life.
Right, it does. And Miss Jody, I know that Fooditude has an attitude of educating kids about food and its effects on health. Tell us why Fooditude feels so strongly about preventing childhood diabetes.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the last part of that question?
Tell us why Fooditude feels so strongly about preventing childhood diabetes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great question.
Well, unfortunately, you know, diabetes and really diet-related chronic illnesses such as diabetes and heart disease and obesity really are major issues around in this country, and specifically for children, one in three children are obese, and with the rise in obesity, a lot more of diabetes has become more prevalent among in younger children, whereas it was once seen as something you can develop as you get older. So we, like I was saying earlier, you know, it's not really we don't see our mission as, you know, solving this problem, but we do hope to, you know, raise awareness about ways that you can bring in healthy food traditions, and really have a positive relationship with food, and in the hopes that that part of the problem can be addressed. So it's a difficult, serious health issue that kind of motivates and propels us to keep moving Foodtitude forward. But at the end of the day, we want to make it fun.
Right, and you know, those fun things, they can just be, you know, little changes, you know, big steps, you know, just little by little. Ready to change your Foodtitude? Well, you can do it during the break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Miss Elise Jaffe and Miss Jody Bayless of Foodtitude TV. What do you have planned for Foodtitude in 2013? Maybe I can do an episode when I visit Chicago.
Eliana, I love that idea. That is such a good idea. So in terms of 2013, like I said, we have our Mardi Gras events in February, and what we're doing is we actually have so much production that happened in the end of last year with both Share Our Strength and the Fabulous Food Show, and we also filmed a webisode with our kids doing yoga and teaching about how yoga helps with digestion and connecting it, of course, always to food. And so what we're doing the beginning of the year is we're going to be editing all of that stuff and putting in lots more shorter webisodes over the course of the next few months. And then we're going to focus on just a few really important events and organizations that we work with a lot throughout the year. And that is the Good Food Festival in Chicago and the Healthy Kids Cook-Off, which is part of Share Our Strength, which I and Jody can definitely tell you a lot more about Share Our Strength, but we've been involved with them for 2 years, and it's been wonderful for us.
Well,
those are our main focus.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Thank you. Oh, and we're also going to be putting up lots of blogs as well. We're going to be blogging a lot. And sharing and guest blogs if you want to write one. Promoting your book.
Oh, I'd love to.
Great.
And some recipes, too. Yeah.
Oh, that would be wonderful as well.
Yeah. Yes. What are some of your favorite dishes that you cook, Miss Elise?
Well, I love eggs, so anything that's egg-related. I've loved making chilaquiles lately, which are really fun, but hopefully not too spicy for most people. But any kind of omelets, pancakes, and breakfast food. But, of course, every time I make something, I try and substitute ingredients to make them a little bit healthier, which I usually love, but doesn't necessarily always. People hear that, and then they get scared. So if I sneak it to them when I don't tell them that it has low-fat sour cream or something, then they usually love it. But I'm not much of a baker.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, tell them after, right.
Tell them after they eat it, and then they say, really?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
No, I actually, well, my mom and I, we make this strata with three eggs, and then it has some spinach and sausage in there. It's really good.
Sounds delicious.
And
good protein.
It is. And Miss Jody, what are some of your favorite dishes that you cook?
Well, you know, right now in the winter, I just love, like, soups. You know, I just love all kinds of soups. And one specifically, I recently tried making, it's called pho. It's a Vietnamese soup.
Yes, I know what that is. I love it.
Isn't it? So I made the delicious broth, and then I just took a huge, huge, huge platter of chopped chicken, tofu, eggs, cilantro, greens, whatever, everything, and then all of our guests. It's a great way to entertain, too, but it's also a good every night soup. And so we just, it makes your nose run, and that's when you know it's a good soup. So, and I also I love condiments because, and pho, you can put a lot of, like, spicy whatever in there or sweet, and it just makes your senses kind of dance, you know?
You know, recently, my mom and I just made a ginger lime potato soup.
Oh,
ooh.
That was
I love
so
ginger
good.
In soup.
Right.
And that sounds really good.
The soup was so good, we made a second batch, and then we ate it. And then we just made Vietnamese spring rolls last night.
Ooh, yum. Those are fun.
So good. But they didn't have basil at the store, so it didn't taste the same without our yummy basil. But it's still
are
good.
Are those the ones with, like, the rice paper wrapped around them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a restaurant that just opened up by me that's a vegan restaurant, which is always hard for me to get people to go to. But they have every single Chinese and Thai dish you can think of, but with, like, your choice of vegetarian meat. And I don't eat meat, so it's great. But they have the spring rolls with, like, veggie chicken in them, and they were so good. Because I can't eat the ones that have, you know, like, sometimes they'll have, like, shrimp or chicken or sausage or pork or something in there. And these were so delicious.
Well, last night we just had lemongrass miso-flavored meat.
That sounds delicious.
It was. And can you share with our listeners your funniest and most audacious food memory, Miss Jody?
Funny food memory. You know, one that comes to mind is I was in college, and I was preparing food for a large group of people. I belonged to, like, I did a lot of things with the Jewish Student Union Hillel, and I was making a Friday night dinner for, like, 75 people, and I was making, and I had never used dried beans before, which I can't believe that was my introduction. Like, that was my introduction. I was, like, 18, and I hadn't used dried beans, and now I use them, like, every day. But I didn't know that dried beans multiply so much. And so we were cooking, and, you know, the hummus recipe, for example, said 3 cups of beans, and I used 3 cups of dry beans, which is a lot more than 3 cups of regular beans. And so, you know, what you'd get if you had the canned. So basically, I ended up with probably 6 full soup pots of chickpeas and had to incorporate chickpeas into every single thing that was part of the dinner. So that is definitely memorable.
Well, yeah,
always good to have more than not enough.
That's true.
And, Ms. Elise, can you share our listeners your funniest and most audacious food memory?
I'm sure that I've had many funny ones. I don't think I can live up to Jody's there. I remember cooking a lot when I was, and trying to cook a lot when I was a kid. I don't like recipes. I'm still the same. It's really hard for me to read a recipe. I get impatient. I just want to throw things in. And so it's always kind of a gamble if it's going to be good or funny or disastrous or whatnot. And that's why I should never bake, because you need to follow the recipes. But, I remember chocolate chip cookies are my favorite sweet, and I wanted to master making healthy ones at one point, and I don't know what I ended up putting in them, but I put, you know, like 12 cookies on the sheet. This is actually similar to Jody's. I went to take them out, and they had expanded so much that they had, like, covered the cookie sheet and all over the oven. And if, you know, I know everybody has probably looked at a dirty oven, it's not a fun thing to clean. And so I decided that really I should never make chocolate chip cookies ever again, and everybody should make them for me.
Yeah. Pre-made doughs, and then you can make it, put it in the oven.
Yes.
Go to the store.
That is true. Yeah. That doesn't usually go wrong.
No, it's already made for you. Just pop it in the oven. And now let's talk about some unusual foods. What is the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you'd never eat again, Miss Jody?
I will always, I can't say that I have any foods that I wouldn't eat. There are a lot of foods I still haven't tried. You know, I grew up in a kosher house, meaning I did not eat shellfish until I moved to Maryland, actually. And so so shellfish is actually very new to me. You know, you being from New Orleans are probably like, you know, steeped in, you know, all sorts of wonderful seafood. But, you know, shrimp, scallops, crab, I never grew up with any of that. And so maybe 3 years ago, I was in southern Maryland, and there was like a crab shack on the corner. And I'm like, I want to try some Maryland crab, because it's such a tradition. And I went in and I ordered a soft shell crab sandwich. And I didn't know that that was like the entire crab. So, you know, I get this full fried crab animal on my plate, and I'm like, I was a little surprised, but I'm like, hey, I'm in Maryland, I gotta eat some crab, so I did. So I wouldn't say that I would definitely eat it again, but those are the kinds of foods that are new and actually a little more adventurous for me right now.
Now, lastly, here's our wacky off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. What kind of dish would you create with pickles and peanut butter?
Okay. So I love pickles and I love peanut butter, and I think I could probably just eat them together and be happy, which sounds strange. But I might like pan fry, like saute like the pickle, and I don't like using oils and stuff. So just kind of like bread it in the panko crust or something and make it like, so it's not deep fried, but it's like lightly crispy. And then put that with a little bit of peanut butter on top, because the peanut butter will melt on top of the hot pickle. And here's the kicker, and this sounds very weird, but for some reason, and maybe I'm just on a prune kick, but there's something about like figs and prunes that I love lately. And I think that either a prune on top or some fig jam on top of that would be kind of like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the pickles as the breading. I don't know. Ooh. This is making me really want to make this for dinner.
Yeah, tangy, sweet, salty, crunchy.
Exactly.
And what about you, Miss Jody?
You know, I love peanut butter and pickles. So what I would do is I would make like a really delicious turkey burger, and I would take the peanut butter and put it in a blender with barbecue sauce, because I think you have like the smoke from the barbecue, but then the creamy, salty from the peanut butter, and it would really make a rich sauce. And then I would just have sliced pickles with that on my turkey burger.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I'm gonna have to try that. Like, ooh, that sounds really good. Well, thank you so much, Miss Elise and Miss Jody, for being guests on Cool Kids Cook. Thank you so much for having us. Oh, you're welcome. You've shown us that kids can get a new Fooditude and enjoy all the fresh, delicious foods life has to offer. If you want to find out more about Miss Elise, Miss Jody, and Fooditude TV, visit KidsChefEliana.com for all of the links. Light, camera, artichokes. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids. Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket. Today's secret ingredients are cucumbers and spinach. First, let's talk about cucumbers. Cucumbers are long and cylindrical and has a green skin with a white inside. They are a member of the gourd family. Cucumbers originated in India and have been grown for 3,000 years. Place a couple of slices of cucumbers in a small pie tin in your garden, and it will be free of insects. For centuries, European trappers, traders, and explorers ate cucumbers when starving. Have some bad breath, but have no mouthwash? Press a cucumber slice on the roof of your mouth with your tongue for 30 seconds. Rub a cucumber slice on the surface of your stainless steel faucet or sink on the surface for a shiny and clean look. It doesn't leave streaks either. Did your kids write or draw on the walls with markers and crayons? Erase it with a cucumber. Here's my recipe for dill cream cheese stuffed cucumbers. Ingredients: 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese, softened, 2 teaspoons of fresh dill, chopped, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 2 large cucumbers. Directions: in a medium bowl, mix cream cheese, dill, and salt until smooth. Peel cucumbers and cut them into 1-inch thick slices. Using a small melon baller, scoop out the inside of the cucumber. Pipe the dilled cream cheese into hollow. Top with a sprig of fresh dill. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. Now let's explore spinach. Spinach is native to Persia. It was introduced to China in the 7th century. It was brought to Europe in the 12th century and brought to the U.S. in 1806. Spinach is still well known in China as the Persian green today. In the 1930s, U.S. spinach growers said that Popeye gave a 33% increase in spinach consumption. In 1937, Crystal City, Texas made a statue of Popeye. The U.S. is the world's second largest spinach producer. China is the world's largest spinach producer. Spinach grows best in moist, cool conditions, such as spring and autumn, and also grows well in sandy soils. Here's a recipe for my spinach patties. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 large onion, finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 5-ounce container or package of baby spinach, about 4 cups, 1 cup of Italian breadcrumbs, 1/2 cup of heavy cream, 1/2 cup of Parmesan grated, and a dash of salt and pepper to taste. Directions: in a large skillet over medium heat, saute onions and garlic and olive oil. When the onions are translucent, which is about 5 minutes, add the package of spinach and allow it to wilt. Once spinach is completely wilted, add breadcrumbs, Parmesan, heavy cream, and salt and pepper. Mix together and allow it to cool. Form them into bite-sized patties and place them on a greased cookie sheet. Bake in a 400-degree oven for 15 minutes. Serve many. These spinach patties are a party hit. People just eat them up. They're like the first thing gone. Everybody loves them. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidschefaliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at aliana@kidschefaliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice of America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tip is cooking terms. There are so many terms that I'm going to divide them into 3 shows. Today, I'll give you the terms through the letter B. B, to stir and mix ingredients rapidly. Boil, to heat a liquid until it bubbles. Brown, to cook briefly on high heat in hot fat or oil until a crust forms. Chop, to cut food into uniform pieces. Dash, a very small measurement of seasoning added with a quick flick of the hand. Deglaze, to heat a small amount of liquid in a pan while stirring to loosen the brown bit at the bottom of the pan. That's all the good stuff. Dissolve, to mix a dry ingredient in a liquid until it disappears. Dollop, a small glob of food. Dough, a combination of flour, water, and milk and other ingredients that, when cooked, will become a bread or pastry. Drizzle, to pour liquid in thin streams. Today's kitchen tool is a tagine. Tagine is a type of cuisine as well as a cooking vessel that is historically from the Berber people of North Africa or Morocco. The tagine is an earthenware pot which has a base and a large cone-shaped cover that sits on the base during cooking. The condensation from the steam rises and then it returns to the bottom of the pot during cooking. The cooking method is designed to use less of expensive cuts of meat and long cooking times. This braising method encourages tender, moist meat. Before using the tagine, you must cure it first so that it will not crack. The base and the lid need to be soaked overnight in water. Then it is placed in a cold oven that is set to 300 degrees. It must be baked for 2 hours and then let it cool in the oven once the oven is turned off. After cooling, rub cooking oil around the base's edges and the lid's edge. Now it is ready to use. High-end tagines can cost over $100, but can be used on the stovetop as well as the oven. The lower-end tagines can be purchased for as little as $20, but can only be used in the oven. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here's a recipe for my tagine stewed pork. Don't be intimidated by the lengthy list of ingredients. It's actually a very simple recipe to do. Ingredients: 2 pounds of pork loin cut into cubes, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, I'm sorry, 1/4 teaspoon of ground turmeric, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1 teaspoon of freshly grated nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 pinch of saffron, 3/4 of a teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of za'atar, 1 large onion, diced, 3 cloves of minced garlic, 1 tablespoon of freshly grated ginger, 1/2 a lemon zested, 1/2 a lemon juice, 3 cups of chicken or vegetable stock, 1 tablespoon of tomato paste, 1 tablespoon of honey, and 3 dashes of hot sauce. Directions. In a large bowl, place the cubed pork and all dry spices with 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Mix it well. Place in a large zip bag and refrigerate overnight to marinate. After the meat is marinated, mix the stock with remaining ingredients in a large bowl. Place the meat in a tagine and pour the stock mixture into the base. Cover and roast in a 300-degree oven for 5 hours. Be sure to place the tagine in a cold oven and then set the temperature to 300 degrees so that the clay pot comes to temperature slowly. This will prevent cracking. Serve over couscous. Now, for Christmas, I got tons of cooking presents. I asked for a lot, including the tagine. That was a Christmas present. I love it. And the thing about the more expensive tagines is that it has a little hole at the top on the lid so that the steam comes through when it's on the stovetop, and it doesn't have that with the cheaper ones. I also got a Dutch oven, and my mom and I have been wanting one. We watch the Chew all the time, and they use it so much. So we said, we really want one. We can do so much with it. And then I got a set of 5 global chef knives, which was my favorite present of all. I love it. I got these. It's like so lightweight. They're professional chef knives. You know, like Giada uses them. Giada De Laurentiis, my favorite chef. And they're so lightweight. They're full tang, which means it's one piece of metal, and it's like sleek and modern. Oh, I just love them. I use them like every day. It makes me just want to cook even more because I get to use them. Roast and braise, but don't stew too long. We'll be back after this short break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation. Our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about 4 times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Spice Detective. Today, we're investigating za'atar. When I was in New York last summer, I explored a huge spice store and picked up one of my favorite Middle Eastern spice blends, za'atar. You can get za'atar from any Middle Eastern store or order it online. The spice sumac is what sets this tasty spice blend apart. Za'atar is a mix of sumac, thyme, roasted sesame seeds, and salt. Some varieties may add coriander, cumin, or fennel seeds. Za'atar can be used as a seasoning for vegetables and meats or sprinkles onto a plate of hummus. A traditional beverage in Oman consists of za'atar steeped in boiling water to make an herbal tea. Za'atar, both the herb and the condiment, is popular in Armenia, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Libya, Lebanon, Morocco, the Palestinian territories, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Tunisia, and Turkey. In 1977, Israeli government declared za'atar as a protected plant species. Israeli ecologists declared that the plant is on the threshold of being extinct because of overharvesting. In the Arab countries, it is usually consumed with pita bread and olive oil. Here is a recipe for za'atar rolls. These za'atar rolls were kind of actually a mistake. We were supposed to be making pita bread, and we forgot the most important step, which was to roll it out to a fourth of an inch thick. So that was our little mistake. We said, why isn't this working? We were going to call them puffy pitas because they're like really puffy when they, you know, they're so puffy and fun. Didn't really turn out as puffy pitas. So now they're za'atar rolls. But if you want, you can roll them out to a fortunate stick and make them puffy za'atar pitas. You can do that too. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of yeast, 1 and a fourth cup of warm water, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 cups of flour divided, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and 2.5 teaspoons of za'atar. Directions: in a large bowl, dissolve the yeast in warm water for 5 minutes. Add salt and 1.5 cups of flour and mix. Gradually add flour to dough and continue mixing. Knead the dough until smooth. Add more flour if the dough becomes too sticky. On a lightly floured surface, divide dough into 10 pieces and roll it into balls. Let it rest for 30 minutes until slightly puffy. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees. Place the dough upside down onto a baking sheet. Brush each dough ball with olive oil. Sprinkle a fourth of a teaspoon of za'atar on top of each dough ball. Bake for 10 to 15 minutes or until lightly golden brown. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you a fun, easy breezy snack idea. Today's snacktivity is Tortsy Pretzel Beet. This spiky news makes a great after-school snack for you and a friend. Ingredients: half of a large apple of your choice, a handful of pretzel sticks, 3 pieces of dried fruit, 3 toothpicks, and 1 chopstick. Directions: using the pointed end of the chopstick, pre-drill into the apple half by poking holes all over. Insert pretzel sticks into the holes. Cut pieces of dried fruit, I used pineapples and papayas, for the eyes and nose. Insert toothpicks into the apple and stick their fruit on the piece of the toothpick poking out. Don't forget to remove the toothpicks before eating. Bon appetit! Now, it's time for creative cuisine. Here's a recipe for my 20-minute pizza sauce. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of olive oil, half of a medium onion diced, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 2 large whole tomatoes diced, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning, 1 teaspoon of fresh parsley chopped, 1 teaspoon of salt, and half a teaspoon of black pepper, and 1 tablespoon of honey. Directions: in a medium saucepan over medium heat, saute onions and olive oil until translucent. Add garlic and saute for 1 minute more. Add tomatoes and the rest of the seasonings and honey. Mix well and simmer for 10 minutes. Using an immersion blender, blend the sauce until thick and smooth. Mix 4 cups of pizza sauce. Here's another creative cuisine idea. This is my recipe for cookie cutter calzone. I made this over the Christmas holidays and it turned out so good. Direct ingredients: 1 package of pre-made pie crust, half a cup of pizza sauce, half a cup of shredded mozzarella, and 12 pepperoni circles diced. Directions. Preheat your oven to 425 degrees. Carefully unroll the pie crust. Using the large cookie cutters, cut out two of the same shape. One will be used for the bottom of the calzone, and one will be used for the top. Spoon the sauce on the inside of your shape, but don't spread out the sauce all the way to the edge. You need about a fourth of an inch of the edge to be able to close the calzone. Sprinkle cheese and pepperoni. Close the dough by pinching the edges together. Place on a greased cookie sheet and cut slits into the top of your calzone to allow steam to escape. Bake for 15 to 20 minutes or until golden brown. This makes several calzones, depending on the size of your cookie cutter. I actually made little Christmas cookie cutter calzones. We made angels and bells, a gingerbread man. You were so cute. Hey, young chefs, it's time for cooking crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's cooking craft is how to make bread clay. Supplies. 7 pieces of white bread, crust removed, 7 teaspoons of white school glue, 1/2 teaspoon of dish detergent, and 1/2 teaspoon of water. Directions. Step 1. Break into small pieces and place inside a medium bowl. Step 2. Add glue and mix thoroughly. Step 3. Add dish detergent and water and mix thoroughly until it feels like clay. Step 4. Make sculptures and let the sculptures air dry for a day, 24 hours. Step 5. Just a reminder, do not eat this dough. It is for sculpting only. Keep this away from small children. The instructions along with photos are on my website for this week's episode on KidsChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidsChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. Now, I didn't get to cover all of my Christmas gifts that I loved. I also, I got a potato ricer, and we're planning to make some gnocchi, but we didn't use the potato ricer to make potato pancakes. And they were so creamy and fluffy, and I just loved them. They were delicious. I also got a knife roll from my Aunt Pam. She always gets me something cooking for Christmas. She actually started my pink chef outfit, chef hat, and chef jacket trend. She got that for one Christmas for me, and we just started doing it all the time. Well, thanks, Aunt Pam. And so the knife roll, I can fit all of my global chef's knives, and hopefully I'll get some more. And, put a little sheath on it and stick it right in there, and I can use it for all my cooking demonstrations and everything. And I did a ton of cooking, and I developed so many recipes that I'll be giving to you in other shows and so on. So, I made different recipes, all of these recipes that I've given you, I wrote them over the holiday break. And I baked so much, made so many cookies, so many, probably around 200 cookies. That's a lot. We gave so much Christmas presents and everything. But they tasted good. So that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Michael Crossland. Success to me is about waking up each and every day and knowing in your heart that today you will be making a difference in someone else's life. By living this way, we can all make the world a better place. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Happy 2013. Bon appetit, and I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week, but be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.